That's not true, Socrates. I was not trying to trap you. I only asked the question from habit. But I would like to see you prove what you say is true.
That's not an easy task, but I will do everything in my power to please you. You have several servants with you. If you call one of them, I will demonstrate what I mean.
Of course. You, come over here.
I assume he is Greek and speaks Greek.
Yes, he was born and brought up in my house.
Mino, please pay attention to the questions I ask him so you can decide whether he learns from me or only remembers.
I'm all ears.
My boy, do you know the figure called a square?
I do.
And do you know that a square has four equal sides?
Certainly.
And if we draw lines through the middle of the sides, are they also equal?
Yes.
Can a square be of any size, either larger or smaller?
Yes.
If one side of a square is 2 feet long, and the other side is 2 feet long, how many feet will there be in the hole? Look at it this way. If the figure were 2 feet on one side and 1 foot on the other, the hole would contain 2 feet taken once.
I understand.
But if the second side is 2 feet long, the whole figure is twice 2 feet.
That's right.
Then the square as a whole is twice 2 feet.
Yes.
Then how many feet are there in twice 2 feet?
Four, Socrates.
Could there be another square that is twice as large as this one, having the sides equal as this one does?
Yes.
And how many feet would it contain?
8 feet.
Now, try to tell me the length of the side that forms that double square. If this one is 2 feet, what will that one be?
It would be double, Socrates.
Mino, do you see that I'm not teaching him anything? I'm asking questions, and at this point, he believes he knows how long a line is necessary to produce a figure of 8 square feet. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Does he really know?
Certainly not.
He is only guessing, believing that because the square is double, the line must be double.
True.
Now watch how he recalls the steps in order. Tell me, do you claim that a double area comes from a double line?